We give you a very warm welcome to this very special edition of Your Five for the Day. Why, you may ask, is it very special? Well, for the first time, you are able to listen to this message four different ways. On Radio Tyrcoed 106.5 FM in the Swansea area. On the brand new Radio Walkham in Horrobridge, Devon. By dialing 015-542-53542. And visiting the Your Five for Today newly launched website. So today, we are all connected by radio, telephone and the internet. Prince Edward Island is known as the birthplace of Canada. The possibility of one nation was first formally discussed in 1864, and one of the conditions of it joining the Federation of Canada was a continuous connection between the mainland and the island. For well over a century, that connection was a ferry system. But people dreamed of a much more efficient connection. The cost was far too great, so the project was abandoned. In the 1980s, the dream of a bridge was revived. Islanders hotly debated the idea in coffee shops and around kitchen tables and voted yes to a fixed connection on the 18th of January 1988. Construction commenced in 1993, and on the 29th of November 1996, the main girder weighing 7,500 tons was dropped into the middle gap. The bridge was finished. The fixed connection was finally in place. The separating distance between New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island is 8 miles. A far greater spiritual separation exists between us and God. People often say they feel a huge disconnect from God. That's because there is, by natural birth, a separation caused by sin. No one is exempt. No one can escape this personal reality. The Bible says, your sins have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you. People try many things to span the gap between them and God. They try to build their own bridges to God, but ultimately fail. Prayers, religion, and good works are the most common bridge-building strategies. But the Bible says all such efforts are futile and doomed to fail. Kind deeds and good works seem like legitimate human strategies to connect ourselves to God, but there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. The only way for the distance between us and a holy God to be spanned was undertaken by God himself. He sent his Son to pay the penalty of our sin, to bear the punishment of our sins that they deserved. That's the big story of the Bible, the story of the cross. The price was steep, the cost was high, but God values us so much, he was willing to pay the price. The price of God's bridge was not $1 billion. The precious blood of God's beloved Son was the total price paid for us to have a connection to God. When the last huge span was dropped into place and the bridge was finished, the connection from both sides was made. When Jesus expired on the cross, he didn't just complete 75% of the work of salvation and leave the remaining 25% to our efforts. That's what religion teaches. But Jesus never said that. He cried out with a loud, triumphant voice, "It is finished," making himself the only way to God, and he is available to all. But it is a personal choice. The bridge in Canada is there, but only those who drive across it will benefit from it and get to Prince Edward Island. The only way to God has been opened up, but only those who come to Jesus in faith, trusting him personally as their Saviour, will benefit from the way he opened up by his death on the cross. They are the only ones who have their sins forgiven, the only ones God accepts, and the only ones who receive eternal life. Are you standing on the other side, looking for another way to God? You'll never make it. Will you instead cross his bridge now? Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me."